All right, good morning, everybody. All the Street Cop members hopefully find each other at the Nick right now in Denver, Colorado. You guys have a good time. I'm sure everybody's pretty hungover on the first day. Two, going to Bloomsburg, PA today. Another out-of-state class. Looking forward to that. Leaving this afternoon sometime. Teaching lucky 40 guys in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. The one thing I wanted to talk to you guys about this morning, as I'm driving, I want to give you value in a video. I've got to try to give you another video today. We have a long drive ahead of us, so hopefully we'll jump in the car and give you another video. While I'm on the way to the gym here, I'm just dressed like this, usually, everywhere I go. Well, actually, I do, in some, to be quite honest. But a guy emailed me over the weekend, and he talked about a job he had where he stopped a guy. The dude was so charismatic that he almost wanted to have a beer with him. But the guy did not let his guard down, because when they're driving, I'm thinking, man, you should really always be suspicious of everyone. I don't care how nice people are. You don't have to be a lunatic, but always be suspicious. Always have that what if running through your head. I can't tell you how many times I've had that what if, and it ended up turning out being something. People are like, man, how did you figure that out? I'm like, because I never took these people at face value. I always was suspicious of something more going on than the bullshit. And I forget, I've got a bullshit meter. I can see bullshit come down the road 10 miles, but I would always just say, sun's out, guns out. That's right, Danny. That's right, dude. Sun's out, guns are out. It's going to be a nice weekend here in New Jersey coming up. In the next 2 days, we're going to have 85 and 90 degree weather. So yeah, man, the guns are out. All the winter hard work is about to pay off. But anyway, don't let your guard down. You don't have to be a maniac with people. Just pay attention to what's going on. So what happens is this guy stops his car. The dude gets out and says, yeah, man, I got these 3 bags of weed. You can have them. There's nothing else in the car. I can't tell many people in this group or anybody, people that I've known and met, how many police officers would take that 3 dime bags, go, all right, this guy's an all right guy. Let me give him a break. We'll just lock him up on this. Well, then he went back into the car because he had seen the videos that I've done before on this subject. Sorry, I got to look to the right, make sure I don't get killed. And, you know, it clicked in his mind. Maybe there's something more here. Maybe there is something more. And certainly enough, the guy ends up being a convicted felon. And he starts finding AK-47, like 7.62 rounds in the car. And he finds a stolen handgun. The guy later on confesses the handgun was stolen. And I'm going to put this up. He gave me permission to post it in the group. I'd have a chance. We put a lot of content up yesterday. I don't want to destroy the group with nonstop content all day. I don't want anybody getting sick of it. But that's the point. If you find something, keep looking. If they're giving you something or admitting something, don't take it at face value. Keep looking. Keep going. You know, if somebody's handing you 3 dime bags and they say, all right, well, cool, that's fine. We're going to search your car. Or if they tell you something and then you ask for consent and then they seem very apprehensive about giving you further consent, that's a clue, guys. That's a clue. So when you, my phone's going to ring, son of a bitch. Anyway, with that being said, that's today's first video. Hopefully I get back on here later on. Head to the gym now. See you guys later.